Hello and welcome everybody. Thank you for joining this IT Showcase webinar on how Microsoft IT provides desk-side and on-site support for the internal users. I'm so pleased to see so many of you who have joined us from across the globe, and we hope you will get some valuable information on how Microsoft does IT. I'm Rekha Nair. I'm with the IT Showcase team, and I own product planning for enterprise mobility. And with me, I have Alex Agudillo, who is our subject matter expert on the topic today. Alex, welcome. And
thank
tell
you.
Us a little bit about yourself and what you're going to be covering in this presentation today.
Great, thank you. So I'm the global service owner for a service that we have here internally at Microsoft that is known as TechLink. It is the service that folks go to for IT support, and it also encompasses all of our on-site IT support services. We got lots of things to cover here today. One of the things that I did want to mention, Rekha, was that we'll be kind of going over a little bit of the history of IT support. I've been here probably too long, but I've been here from the early days, and so we'll talk a little bit about where we were back in the early 90s, where we are today, and kind of where we're heading in the future.
Cool. And we'll also be posting a couple of links related to this topic that you can actually reuse. Take it, share it with your colleagues. And we will also have this webinar available on demand in a few days so that you can again watch this conversation, share it with your colleagues. With that, take it away.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. So let's talk a little bit about what is TechLink and how did we get here. So, when I started in the early 1990s, I actually am probably one of the few that are around that can actually say that I started as an IT hall tech, and back then what a hall tech was, we had almost like a computer bag that we would wrap around our shoulder. We'd have this very large laptop, we'd get all of our components from the very beginning of the day, so like our system boards, memory cards, things like that, and we would walk around the hallways, right, and we would all have one or two particular hallways that we were responsible for. That was on-site IT support back then. So that was covering maybe 20, 30 offices at a time. So just imagine as the company continues to grow, and if the average building has two floors in it with maybe five or six different hallways at minimum, well, obviously that doesn't scale, right, as you become a global corporation, right? There's just no way that can scale. So what we did back in the 90s was we placed a lot of focus and a lot of investment into centralization, right? Building these very large call centers around the world and really centralizing the support experience, if you will, right? And that was fantastic. We earned a lot of great value from doing that. We gained a lot of efficiencies and we learned a lot. But now we fast forward a little bit into the year 2000s, and what we started to find was a new breed of workers that are coming into the environment. And so as we're starting to talk about millennials and how millennials want to get IT support and what that next generation is looking for support, what we heard was some consistent themes. Some of the themes were, the overall support experience takes too long. It takes too long to go through, a prompt of through the phone and calling, and then getting transferred from one particular pod to another pod, and then finally getting dispatched the technician if it's required. The overall experience was just too long, and we were getting a lot of non-productivity hours out of our employees, and so we really wanted to kind of look at this and address it. And so, one of the goals was how can we help users be more productive and more agile and bring the expertise local to them in real time. So one of the things that we decided to do as a pilot was to build this TechLink. It's an on-site branded location. It's almost like an IT store, if you will, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. But that's how we started. We said, okay, let's give this a shot. We'll try it, okay? And what we quickly learned was that folks, our employees, really resonated with this type of service. On-site, on-demand, immediate, no appointment necessary. And we took a lot of learnings from that, and so that's where we are today. So this next slide, I wanted to kind of review. There's a lot of statistics and metrics here, but this is the overall environment that that we're supporting internally, the IT department here at Microsoft. A couple of key points that I do want to point out on this slide here. First and foremost, just the breadth and the depth of the environment. Obviously, we're a global company, and so we have many different offices all over the world, over 513 locations, with more than, I would say, 210,000 users. Now, this is not just full-time employees, but when you start adding in contractors, temporary employees, support staff, our suppliers, business partners, it's well over 210,000. So it's a very dynamic environment, and there's so many people that come, and they have different needs at different times. This actually prompts me to think of a scenario of the changing environment. When I started out in the early 90s, you know, I had a really good friend. He was a developer, and he would come into work every day. He'd sit down at his desk, and he'd have a big desktop computer, and he'd write his code, and then he'd go home. When he'd go home, he couldn't, continue to code. I mean, that was it. His workday was whenever he arrived to whenever he left, okay? But over time, what we're seeing is that the devices are changing, and now folks want to be able to continue their work at home, and so how do you connect back to the network? How can I be as productive in home or in other locations as I am in my current office? And the other day, this is a funny one. I'll just as a side note here. But the other day, it was a couple of months ago. I had a developer. He contacted me. He wanted IT support. He was like, "Can you dispatch somebody out for me?" "Yeah, sure. You know, we can provide IT support. What is the issue?" And he kept complaining about how he was intermittently being able to connect to our network. So as I'm digging in, I'm like, okay, well, I need to schedule somebody to come out and visit you, right? Where are you located? Maybe, are you connected in, to the network and things like that. I come to find out that the gentleman was sitting on the beach in Hawaii. And he said, "Hey, I'm here on the beach. I'm not being productive because I'm connected to the network intermittently, but I want connection." That's reality.
Was it vacation?
I don't know if it was vacation or what, but this is our world today. We have folks who want to be productive on any device, anywhere in the world, at any time. And so how do we go about, supporting that, right? Well, TechLink is one avenue of how we can support that. So the other thing that I wanted to point out with these metrics here is the second column there. It's 900,000 support requests. You know, on average, we are averaging 900,000 support requests. These are anything from, an actual incident to a large, outage of some case, to a service going down, to just a simple question. But these are 900,000. That number used to be 2.5 million a few years ago. Then we dropped it down to 1.5 million. Right now, we're averaging 900,000. And every year, we're going to drop that number down 10 to 15% year over year. That is a guarantee until we get that number to zero. So how do we achieve those numbers, you might be asking, right? It's very simple. It's because we've identified that over 40%, and that's another metric that's on the slide, that over 40% of our requests, of our contacts into the help desk overall, whether it's desk side or the global help desk, 40% is nothing more than user awareness, right? Mm-hmm. These are things that either have changed in the environment, the user is just not aware, but 40% is just simply awareness. So how are we collecting that information, right? How are we using the insights of the data that we're collecting and then sharing that information back to the community? Extremely important. We do some fantastic things here at Microsoft IT. We have a group, Marcom. It's our marketing and communications team. It's a part of the IT strategy. And I tell you what, they really partner very closely with us in taking all of that technical data and information, you know, those internal insights, knowledge that it gets built up from all of our technicians, and they, in a way, put this content that is consumable for our audience. And that is so very important. So I highly encourage any organization out there that as you're journeying along, you know, in your IT evolvement, you know, that you really consider, you know, a marketing communications team to help you put together that content in a consumable way, because it's very important to share what you've learned back to the community.
You know, I have to say, looking at the devices number, right, and still having those incidents come down, it's pretty amazing. So,
yeah, that's, you know, actually, you bring up a pretty good point because, you know, early on in the early 90s, we actually had a lot of incidents, and they were related to various different things, you know. And that was just because the industry overall was maturing at such a rapid rate, you know. The software was being developed at a very high rate, and maybe it wasn't the hardware wasn't there yet, you know, or the hardware was advancing, and we weren't there yet in terms of, you know, having the right drivers. And so there was this balancing out throughout the 90s, and so we landed up seeing, and we worked very closely and very hard with all of the OEMs. You know, I used to remember I'd hold those calls, and we'd go over thousands and thousands of issues. All these system boards going down, all these, you know, memory cards going down. So we would really dig into why is that? You know, how can we help each other? How can we resolve this? But that was just because the industry as a whole was maturing. But I tell you what, now in today's environment, without a doubt, the hardware that is being built, I don't care what the hardware that is being built today, the software that is being built today, there is nothing like it ever in the history of IT. We have the absolute best products that are out there. So from an error perspective, like how many errors there are, physical errors on the hardware or physical errors on the software, there virtually are less than a half a percent. I mean, it never goes down. The calls that come in are simply because of awareness. It's because there's been a policy change. It's because IT as a department, we decided to implement some other security change, or the service has changed, or there's some other process or policy change that has caused a down effect incident that a user comes to us and says, hey, I can't connect to the network. Well, yeah, because your certificates are out of date. Why are your certificates out of date? Well, maybe because you didn't run your updates, maybe because there was a new security update that we pushed through that you weren't aware. So again, it comes back to that awareness. We've got to share that information back to the community.
Cool. Yeah. Sounds good.
All right, so let's keep going on. So this next slide is a shot of a basic standard TechLink. And so, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, TechLink is like an IT store, all right? It's really kind of developed into that. And what you'll see there on the top picture, you'll see kind of like the TechLink bar, where we have a few stools, you know, customers can come up and they can interact and have immediate access to our technicians, and they can talk to our technicians, get their issues resolved. The back area behind the door and behind that glass area, that's kind of where the chefs work. You know, our technicians, if they really do need to, for whatever reason, crack open a case on a device and replace a system board or a keyboard or the actual screen, they'll take it in the back room. That's where all the cooking gets done, and they'll replace the hardware, and then they'll bring it back out for the customer. The customer can actually spend some time with us. We have a couple of desks, and in a lot of our tech links, they can continue working and being productive, or they can learn about the latest and greatest technologies. So one of the things that we're doing at the TechLinks, we have what's called a device bar. And before, we used to just have a device bar that was only IT standards. So all the standard devices that someone could purchase for their primary working device. But we're actually changing that. And we're partnering with our M&O department, which is our marketing and operations group, And they're external facing, right? So they sell all of the consumer devices. And what we're starting to do is partner with them to also bring consumer devices. Now, why is that? Well, because, again, why not have an informed conversation with our population, with our audience? And there at the TechLink, then folks can actually learn about, you know, what you can and cannot do with an enterprise device versus a consumer device. You know, otherwise they wouldn't have that information. They would just go out, purchase maybe a consumer device, bringing into the environment, and expect to work in the same conditions as an enterprise device would act and react. And that's just maybe not the case, right? So let's bring all of these devices here into our device bar, and let's have an informed conversation, right, with the users. And so again, how can we share that knowledge and that awareness back to the community is really important. So that's what we'll get there. And then the final thing that you'll see on that top one is that monitor that's on the wall there. That's where we actually will conduct WorkSmart sessions. Again, another initiative from the marketing communications team within IT. But our WorkSmart is content that the team puts together that is consumable information for productivity, for our users to really learn. And we have everything from our applications to our services, you know, to how to interact with you know, the help desk, all kinds of information on exactly step-by-step guides. They're almost like manuals, right? Like manuals,
right.
That really take you step-by-step through on how to be productive on a particular application or product. And so we conduct these WorkSmart sessions there on site as well.
So I've used a lot of those productivity guides myself, but is that somebody who is presenting over there, or is it something that's actually running in the background that people can actually view when they are waiting for
Yeah.
the issue to be resolved?
No, that's a great question. Actually, it's both. So we'll actually have the presentation and other content, you know, flowing through the monitor, you know, with announcements and things like that. And then we have a schedule where we will actually conduct a class. And they're really quick classes, maybe 15, at most 20 minutes. They're just quick brown bag type sessions. And either the folks that are there in the area will just be automatically drawn to this presentation, mm-hmm. or we'll actually have a calendar of events and we have it actually scheduled out. So it's a wonderful innovation that we've been deploying at the TechLinks this year.
Yeah. Great.
So this next slide is a shot of a couple of sites that we have in production right now. The top picture is Reno, so that's just showing a different type of look from the standard TechLink footprint, if you will. We have different sizes, and this is what I wanted to demonstrate with the Reno picture. That the TechLink, although we have kind of like a standard a footprint, there are variations of it. And here's the reason why. When we start to talk about the return on investment, you know, TechLink is not cheap. it's pretty expensive because you got to, you know, build the construction, you've got to, you know, have the suppliers or folks to, you know, support, you know, there and man the store. And all of that takes, obviously, you know, funding and budget. And so one of the things that we've done is we've changed this from an IT initiative to, if you will, it is considered a franchise right now, where any business unit at Microsoft, you know, and this one in Reno, they're actually an operations team. They're a very large operations team. There's like, oh gosh, I don't know. I think there's about 2,000 folks that work out of that facility, and have nothing to do with sales or, you know, or marketing. But they are operations, and they see the value in having a site locally there at their facility. And so we have a conversation with them, and we say, yeah, sure. If you want a TechLink locally, you know, you can purchase one. And so they fund, along with the facilities team, we go in and we partner, and the three divisions, the three business units, will put in the TechLink. And so this is a great partnership, and it's really viewed like a franchise. We're going to take this to the next step this year, where we're going to also include other best practices and other procedures that are a best practice in that franchise model. We're looking to deploy that this year as well. But essentially, that local business there in Reno is owned by the teams there, and we manage it. And obviously, we assist them and we manage it, and we provide them with all the resources so that it is a standard TechLink. The bottom one in Hyderabad, that's a brand new facility that just got posted up. And as you can see there, that's a great picture of both consumer and enterprise devices in our device bar.
Oh, cool. So people can just try out all the new devices while they're waiting for their issues to be resolved.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And so we have a couple more pictures here, and these are a few pictures in Asia for Singapore. And as you can see, folks just keep coming in, and they love this area. It's no longer an area of just IT support. I want to go and just get, I want to talk to a technician and get support. I mean, as you can see here, we have folks that are trying out devices. They're actually standing there working, not necessarily looking for assistance. We have some folks gaining additional knowledge over at the Surface hub that's over there, that screen on the side there. And so the point here is that we've evolved these tech links to the IT store, where folks are coming in looking for everything and anything IT. This is the face of IT. And so they're looking to us to answer a wide variety of questions. And this is where a lot of that information and that content that I was mentioning earlier gets distributed. This is how we can distribute that content back to the community. So it's been a great success. The other thing that I'll mention here is, one of the reasons why we've been so successful is because we've kind of changed the way support takes place at these locations. You know, when you call in to the global help desk, generally speaking, okay, you're usually talking with someone who is following a very specific script, okay? And there is a place and time for that, and there are values that come with that. However, at the TechLink, we don't follow a script. Instead, as the user comes up to ask for assistance, we actually engage in a conversation, okay? And just having that face-to-face conversation makes users feel a lot better. And that experience is what is drawing more users to our TechLink. So we're capturing that knowledge and those insights. We're sharing it across all of our teams in IT. And so, I can't predict what happens in the future, but what I can say is that the future of support is driven more on user experiences, not necessarily on, repetitive or responding to or reacting to particular incidents.
Right, and I think this is a great mix of having the global help desk and having someone, be able to go to a location or a person. So.
Exactly. Yep. So here's a screenshot of all of our different locations around the world. Right now, we are currently at 52 locations around the world. We have another six sites, six business units have contacted me that they want to build one at their location this year. Mm-hmm. And so it just keeps expanding, right? And it's to be very transparent and honest, it's almost like a conundrum that I have, right? In one way, this is great. Of course, we're doing fantastic work. That's a good thing. But then the flip side of it is from if I were to put on my hat from a company perspective, okay, how do we manage and how do we balance the cost, right, of continuing to build out all these new? Now, granted, it's a franchise and the business units can purchase, but if I were to put on my business hat, is this the most effective way? So, at the end of the day, it's a balance, right? As Rekha just mentioned, it's the balance between a centralized service desk, a balance between on-site support services, and it's a balance of where and when to put these in the right locations so that it really makes the most impact and brings the most value to your local employees, right? So the other thing that we do at TechLink, and I'm actually looking to really take this to the next level this year, is a mobile TechLink. And this essentially is for all of our events. Various different business units can order, a mobile TechLink. And, you know, as you see in the pictures there, it'll be a couple of guys in a booth, and these are great for very large events. In fact, one of these pictures here, the top picture, that's at an event that has anywhere between 15 to 20,000 people at this event. And, we set up a booth, and then folks can interact with us at any time. Same thing with the one in the bottom picture. We had about 15,000 folks at that event. And people just, they're drawn to it. They know our technicians. They feel familiar with it. And they love the interaction. So what we're looking to do with this is actually take it to the next level. I'll reference another company here. I'll reference Starbucks. What they've done, Starbucks, is really actually kind of interesting. And, we can learn a lot from some of the best practices. They have their standard Starbucks facilities, and then they have these miniaturized ones that reside within a supermarket or something like that. And it's just kind of like a bench and with the brand and it's a smaller size outfit. And that's almost essentially what we're trying to recreate here, is taking a look at a standard mobile TechLink and how we can place that in smaller offices. So maybe not in a large office that has more than 300 people, but what about those smaller offices that have less than 30 employees? How are we bringing that message, the IT message, out to them? So that's what we're looking at developing here further. So this next slide is going to go over measuring success. As I mentioned earlier, in the early 1990s, the way we measured success in IT was very transactional. And that transactional thought actually caused some bad behaviors in our support, in how we supported our end users. And as our environment changed, right, and as it continues to change, and in particular with millennials, right, and how they want to receive support, and then what that next generation and how they want to receive support in the future, we've got to think out of the box, and we've got to start thinking about different ways of measuring success. And so the future of success really looks at quality, not necessarily quantity. And that goes on many different levels, from the mere fact that, today, as an example, we have, several hundred folks that are out there providing the support, and maybe you don't need necessarily 100, technicians, right? Maybe you need 30 technicians or 50 technicians, but whatever that number is, that number of technicians need to be the very best at what they do, and they need to have the absolute most passion for what they do each and every single day. So the analogy is, I don't need an army of thousands and millions of soldiers. What I need are just those 300, like in the movie, right, the Spartans. And you give me those 300, those band of 300 brothers, and I will go and I will service anything, and I will be the very best at it, and I will have the very best service possible, and everybody will want to use my service. And that's what's happening at TechLink. We are building that next generation of IT support professionals, right? These guys are very skilled at what they do, and they love what they do, and they love communicating with the user. That's so important, right? And so the other thing with that is, take a look at how often are users coming to access your service and your support channels. Are they constantly coming back week after week? It's almost like it's like buying a car, right? When you buy a car, and you have to take it in once every 3 months for an oil change, what kind of user experience do you get if you have to change your oil 4 times in a year?
And I got to remember that?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
But instead, if I owned a car and I got it fixed the first time, and then I don't have to see the shop for another 2 years or 3 years, what kind of user experience would you get?
Yeah, I'm going to get the cart and the shop.
Yeah, there you go, right? I mean, you're going to love that. That's a great user experience. So it's about quality. It's about, you know, having the right passion, the right, you know, the right skill sets. And we're building that at TechLink. That is the future of success. Yeah.
So just a quick question on measuring success.
Sure.
So we have multiple methods of support. So how do you reconcile all of them? Are you looking for patterns across, you know, not just coming through TechLink, but other methods? Are you actually reconciling those the patterns?
Yeah, that's a great question, actually. So yes, we are. One of the things that we do is on a biannual basis, we collect all the information from all the different departments, from our central service desk, you know, to our on-site support teams, you know, to our field IT managers. We collect all this information and we review it on a biannual basis. Mm-hmm. Then on a quarterly basis, we also review that same information, but you know, we take a snapshot of the quarterly, and then we review it on a monthly basis with our field IT support teams and our IT managers, and we review that same content on a weekly basis. So we take weekly snapshots, monthly snapshots, quarterly, and biannual. And that's the one great thing that we do here at Microsoft IT, and we've done this for a very long time. We are constantly looking at the insights of the data from all the data, and as you mentioned, bring it together, reconcile that data, analyze that data, and then take a look at how successful we are in terms of our processes. And then once a year, we go through an exercise where we are constantly renewing what those targets are for the following year. So maybe we're very high in the CMMI, you know, pendulum of, you know, process maturity, and that's great. But then the very next year, we'll go through a process and we take a look and we say, okay, we're going to start all the way back from the first stat, and we're going to work our way towards, you know, an excellent measurement again. So that is one good thing about that we do is we're never, if you will, we're always looking at how we can continuously improve and taking the data and really building the insights from that data. It's very important.
Good, good.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what the future looks like for TechLink. So there's a couple of things, you know, and the themes of all these buckets here are really centered around make it simple, make it easy, and make it accessible right now, anywhere in the world, okay? Because those are the demands of our employees, right? Those are the demands of the changing environment. So we have some things that we're working on. Easy Start is a tool that we have where folks can either come up and swipe their badge, you know, their employee badge. And it kickstarts a process that you know fast tracks them into the system, if you will, to detect and record who they are and that they have an issue that they're here for a request. So it's Easy Start, and we're working on you know having this type of capability on various different modules, so that folks can just go up and interact with a touchscreen and quickly get to the source of I need help or whatever the request is. So that's one thing that we're looking at. At the exact same time, how can we make closing out a scenario even easier than what it is today? You know, do we need to ask them a bunch of questions? You know, do we need to, you know, send them an email? I'm sure they have thousands of emails in their inbox. Do they want another email from, you know, from the IT department? So we're looking at ways of how can we easily track their feedback and get them out the door and make them feel like they had a positive, ultimate experience. And so we're looking at different ways. And that chart that was before is a chart that has an easy way for them to just go ahead and give us their immediate feedback, which is either positive or negative. And then, you know, we have definitely a continued partnership with the WorkSmart team and how we can extend that to be more social. And then we're also looking at a store, a mini kiosk, if you will, where users can come up, interact with the kiosk, and either purchase accessories or additional components, IT components, and or be able to interact with one of our other tech links, especially these would be located in those remote areas. So areas that would not have any IT support in the immediate region. So we're looking at different ways of how we can bring more accessibility, but also how we can make it easier, simpler, and quicker.
So let's take a quick question here.
Sure.
You mentioned about the right skill set for support. What type of skill sets are you looking at to improve the quality of support?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's a great question. You know, in the early days, you had to be extremely technical. You had to really go through a rigorous certification program. I know. I went through it. But really, the technician of today and the technician of tomorrow, again, keeping in mind that 40% is awareness, right? I really look for those that are extremely resourceful, right? How are you using the environment? How are you using your tools, your resources that are available to you? Yes, you have to have the basic standard technical expertise, of course. You know, no one's saying anything different. But we're really looking for those experts that are extremely resourceful, that are extremely passionate about not just IT, but about information, you know, overall information. Because again, 40% is informational. So how are we looking at those skill sets that folks that are constantly wanting to learn and grow and further develop their skills? But social is very, very important for the future, mm-hmm. right? Because like I mentioned, folks just like to come up and have conversations with us. So you got to build that store mentality of, you know, like going into any store in the mall. It's that store mentality. Having that social connection with your user, very, very important. So some other things, you know, in like I mentioned earlier, finding it yourself. A lot of users just want to come to the TechLink because they know that it's the face of IT. And so when they come, they're not asking for support in particular. What they're looking for is, I just want to be able to find the information. And sometimes we have in our intranet, our intranet is very large. We got a lot of different resources and a lot of information. But sometimes it's information overload for our employees. And so they want to come someplace or to an area where they can find the information in a very simple and easy to understand way. And so we're getting a lot of those requests. And so that really is the future. How do we work with all of our different partners and our service providers within IT and say, okay, let's really home in on these messages and let's bring the right message at the right time in the various different tech leaks. The other thing is, you know, having access to the experts, right? They, you know, folks obviously want to, you know, interact and talk with subject matter experts, and that's another big reason why folks are coming to visit us. And you know, when they need that assistance, they want to be able to get it. Again, whether it's at an office, whether it's at the Starbucks because they decided to work there, whether it's at the beach, like that developer that I mentioned earlier. If they want assistance, they want it now. And so how are we providing that level of assistance from anywhere in the world? That's another key success factor for our future.
Right. So let's take this question.
Sure.
In order to allow our users, okay, is it required, you know, to have local administrator permissions is the question, for issues like connecting printers and installing fonts?
Very, very good question. So our environment here at Microsoft is very open. I got to tell you, we're an absolutely wonderful company to work for. It's a very loving company, and I say this with all sincerity because our users are local admins of each of their boxes, right? We do not lock down these boxes, and so there's a lot of trust, right, and professionalism between the IT department and our employees. So in that particular instance, the employee has the ability and the capability of administering their own device, right? Again, are they aware? Do they know how to? And so a lot of that information is then required to translate. However, with that being said, you know, there are teams, right, that are looking into and piloting various different ways of how we can maintain consistency throughout all these devices. We've got to remember, though, that at Microsoft, we are 100% into the cloud. So we love the cloud. So really, it doesn't matter if you're on this device or on any device, you're going to be productive within our environment. And I really mean that because I don't have a primary device. I mean, they gave me a device here to work in, but I never take it home. When I go home, I work on my own personal device. Today, right now, this computer in front of me is not my device, and I'm still productive. Why? Because all of my information is up on the cloud, secure, it's there, it works, and it's accessible from anywhere I go. It is fantastic. We love it. And our employees at Microsoft really resonate to that ability.
Good.
Okay, so I just kind of wanted to finish out with these two quotes because this bottom quote is essentially my life every day here. And that is, and I really want to share it with everyone, and that is, step with care and great tact, and remember that life's a great balancing act. Because it is, right? You know, the best of what we have to offer as IT and the best type of services is really balancing out, you know, like I mentioned throughout the entire deck, balancing out all the different services, balancing out the right right on-site support that you want to build in the right time in the right places. So it's really balancing, all of your expenses and your investment with your employees and the productivity that you're going to gain from your employees.
Great. All right. So with that, let's take a few questions here. Talk about your team. You know, you talked about having TechLink globally available. What's your current team? You know, what's the size of your team, if you can share some more information about that?
Yeah, sure. Well, and so, you know, it fluctuates just like the overall employee population here. So, you know, dependent on the season. We have our peak seasons, throughout the summer and then again towards the end of the wintertime. And so we have roughly about 300 support personnel. Mm-hmm. Now, our team is supplied by a supplier. Myself, I have a couple of peers around the world. And we work on the strategy and the policies and setting the plan, if you will, for IT and what that looks like. And then we work with our partners and our suppliers to deliver the day-to-day operations. The team overall, about 200-300. There is a PMO, obviously, that helps manage these stores. And we're looking at that currently today. Is it the right mix? Do we need a different look and breadth within the regions? And so we're constantly reevaluating that. But right now, our team is extremely strong. Like I mentioned, they've really done a great job in terms of bringing their passion each and every day, and that's what we look at.
Great. We'll take a couple more questions here. So talk about how you train. You know, how do you actually train your TechLink folks, because you have so many rapid deployments?
Yeah.
How does that go?
Yeah, that's another great question. Training is constant. Again, not just internally to our technicians, but also as we're training and bringing that awareness out to our employee population. Our training is done like all the time, consistently. As a new technician, you come in, you are given not only a certification program that you have to pass, and then there's on-demand training, and then there is a 1 week to a maximum 2 week, side by side, where one senior technician is working along with the new technician that's come into the environment. They work along side by side for a couple of weeks, and then there is constant follow-ups on a monthly and quarterly basis in terms of tracking their training and making sure that that they have the tools and the resources necessary for them to be productive. We also do an audit, so we take a look at the quality of their work, and we take a look at if they have all the necessary training, and wherever there are gaps, we're constantly immediately inputting additional training mechanisms through that. So it's a collaborative effort that starts at a very top level with a very specific plan, and it's drilled down all the way to the local level.
So on that, I just had an additional question.
Sure.
We just recently did Windows 10.
Yeah.
Does TechLink support all the releases that come? Because we do a lot of early adoption. So do they actually train to support all the early releases?
Yeah, that's great. Well, we have a couple of different things. So the answer is yes, of course. I mean, we partner very closely with our Windows teams and with the other IT departments that are specifically in charge of the deployment of all of our operating systems. But even with the early adoption, one of the things that we've done is we've actually partnered with the development team to build what is known as, we call it pointers. It's an intranet site, and that site is essentially a social network, okay? It's like through Yammer, it's like a social network where folks can go and log at the very early stages of adoption any issues that they're experiencing. And this site of pointers has turned into a great success because no longer is it relying on a technician to respond to you, but now you can go to a community, and you know, we obviously have moderators. I have some of my folks that are participants in that and moderating the forum and answering any questions. But you'll also get the actual developers who are writing the code actually answer some of the questions as well. So it's a great internal community to build, and that answers the point of why social is so very important. And that's one of the mechanisms that we've used.
Okay. What do you support, both hardware and software, internal applications? How do you decide what to support?
Yeah. Okay, so that's great. Initially, as we started out TechLink, it was 100% hardware. And that's really what we were, and that was very consistent with our on-site support teams and our hall techs. And so it's been very consistent. But over the course of time, we're answering all the questions. So folks come in for process-related questions. They come in for applications. They come in for usability. How do I use something? So yes, we answer all the questions. We don't turn anyone down. And it's evolving, right? And again, as I mentioned, a lot of it is awareness. They think that there might be a hardware failure, but in fact, there is either a policy that changed, or there was some update that maybe wasn't run. And so that awareness consistently is something that is coming up. And so, we answer all the questions. And then we take that insight and we share it back with all the various different IT groups needed. So we do a lot of partnership with our global help desk, right, our service desk. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of partnership with all the other IT teams, our security teams, our deployment teams. So that way they have the information and the insights as they, continuously improve their processes as well.
All right. I do want to thank everybody who joined us today. Thank you for your questions. Thank you for taking the time. And you can actually find more information about how Microsoft does IT on microsoft.com/IT showcase. Our experts in those areas. So thank you again, Alex.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody. And we'll see you next time.